The celestials honored him with showers of fragrant flowers. The young damsels of Braj worshipped Krishna from their windows with the petals of their lotus eyes. The toddlers, these are small children between the age of 2 and 5, the toddlers on the roadside respected Krishna by saying Jai Jai in soft, indistinct voices. The village elders standing in their doorways blessed Krishna by raising their right palms. Krishna blew his buffalo horn called Mandragosha. Mandragosha means thunderous sound. As he neared the Goshalas, the horn's vibration pleased the Brajabasis and destroyed all inauspiciousness. When the gopis heard it, however, they became especially captivated as their love peaked in high waves. Krishna's happiness increased while viewing the village sites. In some places, dried cow dung cakes were stacked as high as mountains. There were innumerable goshalas housing Braj's unlimited wealth of cows. The blossoming branches of the trees provided natural shelter for the calves. The mixture of earth and powdered dry cow dung made the pathways soft and pleasing to walk on. So idyllic, isn't it? The blossoming trees, millions of goshalas, then the mixture of earth and powdered dry cow dung made the pathways soft and pleasing to walk on. Ooh.
Powdered cake.
Yeah. No cake. Cake is in Germany. Nanda Maharaj supervised the milkings of the multitudes of cows and had the servants lead the calves to a separate area. The cows, with restless hearts and upraised ears, mooed affectionately while fixing their eyes on Krishna as they waited for him to take them to the forest. The masses of white cows, shining like the effulgence of the moon on Shiva's head, appeared like the island of Svetadvip. Lord Sridhar, the husband of Lakshmi, even in ex-pastimes in Svetadvip. But this Svetadvip now stood before Krishna, waiting to enact the pastimes of cow herding. Krishna's cows produced oceans of milk and were more attractive than the ocean of milk. Krishna's cows astonished even Lakshmi, who arose from the ocean of milk. Even one cow extinguished the fame of all the Kamadhenus in the universe. What more can be said? How can one adequately describe the cows of Braj, who are the Vedas incarnate and whose milk was daily drunk by Krishna? The cows automatically formed rows and started walking when they saw Krishna approaching with his friends. The happy mooing filled the directions and created a festival of delight for the ears. Sridham, Subal and other cowherd boys ran beside, behind and in front of Krishna shouting, "I will touch Krishna first." the jeweled ornaments, gunja necklaces, and peacock's feathers atop their heads glittered in all directions. The pleasing, so you can see the whole atmosphere of Braj is excited. Krishna will leave for the forest very soon. The pleasing sounds of their flutes, horns, and panpipes. What is a panpipe? Oh, yeah. Panflute. Yes, I heard, this is correct, Bhagavati. I heard they have these, you know, different, they look like little organs with some pipes very small, but others long, and then they go whoop, 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 whoop. So, the pleasing sounds of their flutes, horns, and panpipes combined with the deep lowing of the cows to rival the rumbling of thunder. As the music resounded through the heavens, the demigods lost their gravity and glorified Krishna's possession with shouts of Jai! Jai!
Jai! Jai!
Brajabhumi, the land of Braj, eagerly manifested the lotus of her heart wherever lotus-eyed Krishna placed his lotus feet while walking in the forest. Brajabhumi felt thrilled from the touch of Krishna's lotus feet. She responded by sprouting new shoots from the grass that the cows had already chewed or tread upon with their hooves. The sprouts appeared like a bodily hair standing erect due to ecstasy. The many women, children, and old folks running out of their homes to see Krishna's processions looked like a river flowing down the high mountain of Braj to merge into the ocean of Krishna's nectarian darshan. So all these people came like rivers out of the house. Their eyes, wide open with eagerness, resembled blossoming lotus flowers in the river. As Krishna showered them with his darshan, their joy increased unlimitedly. Rivers of tears flowed from their eyes and rushed swiftly towards the ocean of Krishna. Imagine there's this river of people and they have such big eyes with which they want to see Krishna that the eyes themselves look like lotus flowers within the rivers. Yashoda became very eager to see her son. Out of intense maternal love for Krishna, tears flowed from her eyes and milk trickled from her breasts, wetting her sari. Balaram's mother, Rohini, the wives of Upananda, Krishna's nurses. What are the names of Krishna's nurses? And Kalimba. Kalimba and Ambika and all the other elderly women became impatient to see Krishna. As the celestial Ganga, Suratarangini, merges with the sea, the Suratarangini, playful waves of conjugal bliss of Radha's glances, merged in the sweet ocean of Krishna's rasa-filled form. The gopi group leaders, Mangala, Syamala, Bhadra, Pali, and Chandravali, came from all directions with their entourages to follow Krishna. When their beloved Krishna departed with his cows and friends, the Brajavasis met with misfortune, like a wife whose husband has gone abroad. They just stood still, the Brajavasis, without speaking or moving, remaining paralyzed they soon became covered by the dust upraised by the cow's hooves. Before he entered the forest, Krishna turned one more time around to observe the many Brajavasis behind him. Krishna stopped the procession to wait for his forlorn mother and father. Krishna felt sorry for his crying mother. Krishna felt sorry for his crying mother and unhappy father, who were in anxiety over his going to the forest. While all this was happening, Krishna took special notice of the dancing eyes of Radhika. The sight of these intoxicated Kanjanas, the hummingbirds of Radha's eyes, made Krishna think, "Today's journey will be very auspicious and I will surely achieve my cherished goal." So everyone is sad. But then Radha, Krishna looks at the dancing eyes of Radhika, which seem to signal him that we will meet. So now comes the greatest drama. Yashoda, fearing the impending separation. Yashoda was deeply worried about her son's safety. Feeling helpless, she tenderly rubbed Krishna's body with her hands while exclaiming, "Oh, tender boy, if you really want to go to the forest, then go, but we will follow you. Do not wander where we cannot see you, my son. Go where you usually go, but do not send us away. We know you cannot tolerate the heartache of your well-wishers who are burning in the fire of separation from you. O ornament of our village, if you do not take us with you, our happy homes will forcefully swallow us and we will remain alive in vain. Do you want to hurt us? By returning home only after 9 long hours?" Oh, so long. What is the time now? 8:24. What is the 9 hours then?
5 o'clock.
Oh. The souls, if you do not want to come home soon, what shall we do? The soles of your feet are more delicate than pink lotus petals, but the forest is filled with sharp sprouts, thorns and stones. Your body is so soft as a puppet made of butter, sprinkled with liquid musk. The sun's rays, however, are sharp as poison and increasing in intensity at every moment. The life heirs of this unfortunate mother of yours do not leave her body but remain ruling with great cruelty. Oh, my child, let the coward voice of Nanda himself hurt the cows. Oh, my child, if you do not give up your eagerness for cow herding, how can your friends remain alive? Krishna, you have such tender limbs. Why were you born in a family of cowherd people, wherein you must tolerate the pain of walking behind the grazing cows? With such a body softened by the nectar of auspiciousness, you should have been born in a king's family. Then Yashoda got on the case of Nanda. Under the scorching sun, the sand on which my son treads has become as hot as fire. Alas, seeing his father sitting in his cool house made of gold bricks, his mother continues to live. Yashoda then criticized herself. I have not died even after seeing the improper conduct of Krishna's father. Being very attentive to my household duties, why do I bear the name of mother? By praising such a shameless woman, people are actually condemning her. Then Yashoda turned toward Krishna and said, O child, all your friends who have come to see you off have become as hard as thunderbolts. Nevertheless, you give them happiness because your heart is so soft. Krishna accepted the words of his anguished mother like a crown on his head. He then revived Yashoda by sprinkling her with the nectar of his moon-like smile. Your smile is really something else. It has been said that Krishna is vast like the sky and his sweetness is like the sun. You know, the sun is like the concentrated essence of the sky. When you look in the sky, you look towards the sun. Where's the sun now? So Krishna's sweetness is what the devotees look for. But sweeter than his sweetness is his face. You know, sweet. His face is the most sweet. But then, from amongst his face, his smiling lotus mouth is most sweet. It is like the rays of the sun. So he revives Yashoda by sprinkling her with the nectar of his moon-like smile. And Krishna humbly replied, Mother, you have not seen the forest path. I feel no trouble at all in tending the cows. It is my greatest pleasure. We play in the dense, cool shade of the fragrant trees in the forest while happily watching the cows grazing near that Yamuna. I do not exert any effort in collecting the cows because I have my flute for that. I call them. The footpaths do not trouble me either because the chamari deer sweep them with their tails. The trees soften them with their streams of honey and provide shade like an umbrella. The musk deer perfume the path as they wander about. With each step, I feel as if I'm walking on a pillow. You are condemning the activity without understanding the fact. Then he talks about Giriraj and how happy he is to go to Giriraj. With its cooling, aromatic caves and groves filled with warbling cuckoos, dancing peacocks, and humming bumblebees, with its many vines of colorful, fragrant flowers swinging in the gentle breeze, and its many broad, cascading waterfalls, Govardhan Hill enchants our minds at every step. Oh, Mother, the exhilaration I feel in Giriraj's mountain caves far surpasses that of all your jeweled chambers. Here my friends decorate me with flower ornaments as I lie down in great comfort and joy. Why are you unnecessarily lamenting? Very interesting, isn't it, that Krishna speaks here of the shelter Giriraj offers him. Good. So this is it. Tomorrow we will hear how Yashoda is still trying to keep Krishna. It goes on and on. I mean, Yashoda is very eager. Oh, a very nice thing. Okay, so what has struck you in particular?
Thank you so much. Krishna went cow herding and the women worshipped Krishna with protective lotus petals of their eyes. And it's a beautiful, it's like an oddity. They want to see Krishna every corner, smiling, like circle, and with their eyes.
Remember that when Krishna gave Vrindavan, the Brajvasi meet with misfortune, and then they become stunned. And while they are stunned, the dust which was in the air fall on them. And also that Mother Yasoda is so much in anxiety that Krishna, yeah, she said, if you go without us, our home will swallow us, and we will be like that, or I don't remember the exact term. And then Krishna sprinkled her with the nectar of his sweet smile to remove all her anxieties. This sprinkling of this very poetic, very beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot of... You see, he can't read the Sanskrit poetry.
Mm. But it's all so intertwined, you know. A dying person is sprinkled with Ganga water. So the moon gives the juice of life to the flora. Yes, the flora, like Krishna says in the Gita, and his moon-like smile is giving the juice of life, the pranas, back to those who have died. It's you know, when you read this in Sanskrit, you will remember so many similes, examples, verses from the Bhagavad Gita which are famous and so on, and therefore you really have to, I mean, it's really unfortunate that we speak this barbarian language called English. It's really a great unfortunate. I think if you are still young and not so untalented like myself, you should try to learn at least Hindi, you know, because Hindi is very similar to Sanskrit, and it's a good key to both conversation and to when people speak about Krishna here. Krishna. Yeah.
I was surprised because I was thinking, what would Krishna think when his mother lament like she have done it? And then came the answer, he accepted the words of lamentation of his mother like a crown on his head. It's completely different from that what I would do or what I would think. He's so full of love and he understands everything. Mm. The deepest feelings of why why they act like they do. And this is also what I realize here, that Krishna knows every small thought we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I was again struck about the intensity of Mother Yashoda's affection. That character is, it's so strong that she even don't mind to make a heavy apparatus against her husband. Which is quite something in this society. Like, she's just openly blaming him for staying at home. And
the cool house with the golden bricks, you know. And your son goes out. Are you not ashamed of yourself?
It's really intense.
I heard Mother Yashoda is always... Krishna likes very much the name Yashoda Nandan, because his mother is really so extremely affectionate to him. It's really something. It's really special. This is really something else. We can't imagine, but it's good for us to hear, so that in our hearts a little affection comes by hearing about the affection of Mother Yashoda for Krishna. That's why the text goes to so much in such a lengthy description. You will not believe what Mother Yashoda says to Krishna out of her love, and how she wants to keep him, and how it's intolerable for her that she goes into the Krishna goes into the forest. It's many pages which we will hear about this, because the idea is you learn love by looking through the eyes of the Brajavasis who have love. That is the idea of it. Alright, I think time is there and we are all struggling. What is the time, by the way?
10 to 9.
Oh, that's nothing. But here in Braj, 10 to 9 is already 9 o'clock. I really have to be in resting. We all feel like that.